哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚， May the peace be with you。
今天晚上我们继续来谈上个礼拜的主题，基督徒的优先顺序的问题。
This evening we'd like to continue on the topic that we shared last week, about priorities in the Christian life。
我们请打开马太福音第六章三十三节。
First of all, please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
马太六章三十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not, excuse me.
马太福音第六章三十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God,and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
主耶稣这里把人生得福气的关键秘诀告诉我们。
And the Lord has already told us over here the secret to a successful life.
就是要把人生的先后顺序搞清楚，搞对了。
Which means to say that you have to know the priorities of life.
很多人想要得到幸福。
A lot of people want to have a fortune in life.
一直追求幸福。
And they're continuously going after for fortune.
到最后得不到真正的幸福。
And eventually they find themselves not able to get any of those fortunes.
他的生活不是只有 fortune, 是 blessing, 没有得到福气。
And it is about blessings of life that they are not able to receive.
因为他们追求错了。
And because they have headed the wrong direction.
他们一直在把人生的先后顺序搞错了。
And they have already confused in their priorities of life.
他们把最重要的放到最后。
And they have placed the most important priority to the last.
把比较不重要的放到最前。
And on the opposite, they have treated what's the most least important to be the most important.
那主耶稣这里告诉我们。
So over here, the Lord Jesus tells us.
人要把最重要的放在最前面。
That we have to prioritize the most important things to be the first.
我们才会得到福气。
That's how we receive blessings.
第一个最重要的，上个礼拜五我们讲的就是神本身。
And last Friday evening, we have talked about the most important secret to it. It is God Himself.
因为神是我们的造物主，我们的主宰。
God is the creator and God is the ruler.
我们的生命从他而来。
And our life came from Him.
我们的生命由他掌管。
And our life is ruled by Him.
我们的最后的生命结束也归回他那边。
At a time when we conclude our life, we return to Him.
所以他是我们的第一个要追求的。
Therefore, He is the one that we should pursue.
就好像我们用那个比喻。
Just likened to the
story of giant.
The story of the jar.
如果你先把沙放到那个有小瓶子里面。
If you were to put sand into the jar first.
到最后那个石头已经下一页了，但是大的石头都放不下去了。
Eventually, you'll find that the larger stone are not able to be fit in.
你把琐碎的事先追求。
If you're already going after those minute things,
你没有时间留给神。
There's no time for you to spare for God.
到最后是损失的是你自己。
At the very end, it is only you yourself that is losing it.
但如果反过来，
and if on the opposite,
把比较大的、比较重要的先放进去。
If you were to put the most important thing in the jar first,
其他琐碎的事情神也帮你预备。
And every other things that God will prepare for you,
你就今生跟永生你都有了。
And your life today and also life to come, you will have everything.
那我们讲过了先后顺序，第一就是要逐一座谈。
And therefore, we talk about priorities in life is that we have to first build up a tent.
Altar.
Altar.
创世纪二十六章二十五节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 25. 请读。Verse 25. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servant dug a well.
这里记载有一个人叫做以撒。
Over here it talk about a person by the name of Isaac.
他的一生啊，得到神很多的祝福跟带领。
He has received a lot of blessings from God in his entire life.
因为他的先后顺序弄对了。
It is all because he prioritize the right thing.
第一样就是上个礼拜五我们所讲的，他首先逐一逐坦。
And first, right thing that he has done, that we have talked about last Friday evening, which is that he pitched a tent.
他是个游牧民族啊，到处搬家。
And he is a sojourner, so he moved around.
搬到一个地方，他第一件事情是做什么？
And the first thing when he moved to a new place, what did he do?
不是为自己搭帐幕。
It is not about pitching his own tent first.
也不是为自己来找水来给牛羊喝。
It is not about finding a well for water.
他第一件事情，筑坛拜神。
The very first thing that he set up an altar to worship God.
因为他知道拜神最重要。
Because he know that making offering and also worshiping God is the most important.
如果没有神祝福我，
without the blessings of God,
我搭帐篷可能也不顺利。
I may not have a smooth process setting up the altar.
我家里可能出问题。
And my family may encounter problems.
没有神祝福我。
And without the blessings of God,
我可能拼命挖井也挖不到水。
There's no way that I can dig a well and find water.
所以拜神要放第一位。
Therefore, worshiping God should be the first place.
因为神要求他得的位置就是第一位。
Because God demanding us that He has to be treated as the first place.
这个上个星期五晚上我们所学习的。
And this is what we have learned from last Friday evening.
那接下来顺序 number two, 第二是什么呢？
And in the second to the priority list, what is it?
就是要搭一组帐篷啊。
It is about pitching the tent.
那个先后顺序呢，就是神放第一，家庭放第二。
So now you know the priority. The first in place is God. The second one is the tent.
这个三角形啊，这个图很重要，大家要记住。
And this triangle illustration is very important. You must remember by heart.
最顶端的，最重要的是神。
On the tip of it is God.
接下来是什么？
And what is next to follow?
是你的家庭啊。
It's the family.
很多人把它搞错了。
And a lot of people has misplaced all these.
有一些人以为说，哇，人生第一大事就是要工作赚钱。
And some people treated their work or their career as the most important things in life.
没有钱，我怎么养家？
Without money, how can I rear my family?
所以他们把事业放在工作之前。
Therefore, they place their career before their family.
这个是一个错误的顺序。
That is a very mistake.
到最后，你可能工作很成功了，但是你家庭可能破裂了。
You may be very successful in your career, but your family is broken.
那你回到家里空空的，有什么意思？
As you go home, your home is empty. What is the point of that?
所以家庭比事业还重要。
Therefore, family is much more important than career.
好，我们来看看这个帐篷代表什么。
The next we would like to study is that what does tent represent?
这个家庭，这个帐篷可以代表婚姻的关系。
And this tent symbolizes a marriage relationship.
当然也是有家庭。
Of course, there is family in there.
但是家庭呢是最重要的，里面是婚姻。
But then family, in order to have a good family, the most important thing is to have a good marriage.
圣经怎么形容婚姻？
So how did the Bible describe about marriage?
我们看雅歌第一章的第五节。
Please turn to Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse 5.
雅歌一章五节。
Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse 5. I am dark but lovely, O daughter of Jerusalem, like the tent of Kedar.Like the curtains of Solomon.
雅歌是记载一个婚姻爱情的故事。
This Song of Solomon, the book of Song of Solomon, is talking about love.
那这里用一个帐篷来形容一个婚姻。
So this tent has been used as a metaphor to a marriage.
好像一个击打的帐篷。
It's just likened to a tent of Kedar.
我们知道这个在巴勒斯坦地啊，那些有一些游牧民族，他们住在帐篷里面。
We know in the Palestinian lands, a lot of those shepherds, they live in tents.
到今天呢，很多贝都因游牧民族的人还是住在这种黑黑的帐篷。
Until these days, there are still different tribes that live in this kind of tent.
你看那个帐幕啊，哇，外面的黑黑的，好像不是很漂亮。
And you look at all those tents, it seems that it's so dark, doesn't look pleasant from the outside.
但是它里面呢，什么都有。
But yet, inside the tent itself, they have everything they needed.
一整个家庭可以很安心的住在里面。
The entire family can rest in peace in this tent.
小孩子也可以在里面。
And even their children can be in there.
老人也可以在里面。
Even the elderly, they can be in there.
风沙来啊，不怕。
They are not afraid of any storms or sandstorms.
晚上很冷也不怕。
Even at night, it could be severely cold. They are okay in there.
家庭就好像一个避风港。
The family is just like a place for protection.
但是如果这个避风港，这个帐篷啊，要坚固，也才能够躲避风雨。
But as this place of shelter, it needs to fend you away from all kinds of storms.
啊，如果一个家庭里面两个人的婚姻关系如果不好
，if the relationship between the couple is not good，
啊，这个帐篷啊就会破坏了。
And this tent will be damaged.
我们看耶利米书十章二十节。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 20.
耶利米十章二十节。
Book of Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 20. Verse 20, my tent is plundered, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are no more. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtain.
这是一个很悲伤的图画。
This is a description of a very sorrowful scenario.
一个帐篷啊，一个家庭啊，本来好好的。
It's just like a tent. Initially, it was very good.
但是它也可以很容易的倒塌。
But then it will simply plunder if it's not taken care of.
怎么倒塌呢
？How did it ever plunder?
你把那些绳子剪断了，整个帐篷就塌下去了。
If people were to cut all of the cords around it, the tent will just fall.
啊，无论那个上面的那些布啊多坚固啊，也没有用。
Doesn't matter how strong the tent itself is, it will collapse.
绳子断了，那个塌下去了，那里面的人都要走了。
As soon as the cord is broken, the tent will collapse, and people in there will just flee.
这里说儿女也会离开他。
Over here it says that my children have gone from me.
今天很多青少年的问题。
Today we have encountered a lot of problems from teenagers.
其实都是因为父母的婚姻出了问题。
It is always because of the marriage problem in the family.
啊，所以这影响很大。
And there's great impact to them.
所以如果我们在经营我们的生活。
Therefore, in order to manage our life,
如果你是个有家庭的人
，if you're a person who has a family，
你是有自己的婚姻的人
，if you are a person who has a marriage，
我们在地上最重要的事情就是要顾好自己的婚姻。
And our sole responsibility in this world is to safeguard our own marriage.
这个比你发展事业啊，做什么兴趣还更重要。
That's far more important than any careers that you can find.
甚至比你做圣工还更重要。
Even it is more important than what you do at the church for work.
如果你做很多圣工
，If you do a lot of church work，
那忽略了婚姻，家庭出了问题。
And if you neglected your family and then your marriage came to this problem，
那也会受很多的苦。
And you will suffer quite a bit.
那如果你年轻人还没结婚
，And if you're a younger generation, if you are yet married,
你要把神放第一位
，And you need to place God as priority.
你要立志，我不然不结婚。如果我要结婚，我一定要找主内。
And you must determine that I can not marry, but if I want to marry, I need to marry in the Lord.
因为如果两个人的信仰不同
，Because if two person does not share the same belief.
怎样一起追求神
？How can you ever pursue God in the right direction?
你要追求神，他要追求世界，那么怎么办
？If you want to pursue God and your spouse want to pursue the world, what do you do?
所以我们要把家庭放在很重要的位置。
Therefore, we need to treat our family at a very important position.
好了，假使我们在座已经有一些人他有自己的婚姻了。
And take for instance for those people who already are in a marriage relationship.
通常没有结婚的人，我们的目标都是要结婚。
And in general, for people who are not married, their goal is to get married.
但是通常结了婚之后的人，很容易慢慢的忽略经营自己的婚姻。
But a lot of people after getting married, they neglected managing their own marriage.
对男人来说，很可能看重事业多过婚姻。
For men, they can be very easily focusing on their career more than their marriage.
对女人来说，他们很看重家庭。
And for a lot of women, they emphasize a great deal on their family.
因为孩子一生出来，那个母性就发展了，他就把孩子看得命一样。
Because after they have children, they treated their children just like part of their life.
那我们来问一个问题。
And then we should question ourselves.
到底哪一样比较重要
？What is more important between the two?
我们已经在下一页了，请 AV pay attention 啊。到底是孩子还是你的婚姻比较重要
？We're asking ourselves.Is our children more important or is our marriage?
对很多女人来说，当然是孩子重要。
And to a lot of women, children are more important than that.
孩子还小啊，需要我啊，老公不需要我了，我不理他，他自己还不会死的。
Because my children are still young, they need me, and my husband doesn't need me.
但是你看圣经的教导不是这样。
But if you look at the teaching from the Bible, it's just the opposite.
圣经的教导是配偶比儿女还重要。
And the Bible teaches that our spouse is more important than our children.
在一个家庭里面
，and just like in the family，
婚姻是家庭的核心啊。
And our marriage is the core of the family.
什么叫核心？
What do we mean by core?
这是最中间的，最重要的。
It is the most center, is the most vital.
我们看看这个图片啊。
And let's look at this illustration.
这是家庭啊，一家四口的一个图片。
You look at this picture of a family of four.
父母在牵手啊。
And then the parents, they held their hands together.
孩子在旁边呢。
And then they have their children by their side.
这个才是圣经的教导。
This is the very teaching of the Bible.
如果你出门了，孩子在中间，父母被挤在两旁。
And if you were to go out, and then you notice that both husband and wife were walking on the sides, and the children are at the center.
或者是呢，有一些人只剩一个孩子，就夹在父母中间。
Or maybe there is only one child in the family. The child happened to be in between the husband and wife.
现在很多家庭都只有一个孩子，或者很少的孩子。
And there are a lot of family these days. They only have one children or no children.
孩子变成家里的核心。
And then this child become the core of the family.
这个是不对的。
That is wrong.
不是圣经的教导。
It is not the teaching of Bible.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
婚姻的关系是一体的关系。
The marital relationship is about one flesh.
我们看创世记二章二十四节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
创世记二章二十四节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
对圣经的记载啊，神把婚姻设立好了。
So God has already instituted this marriage.
人还小的时候要跟着父母。
And when we're still young, we need to follow our parents.
长大了要离开父母。
And as we grow up, we need to depart from our parents.
你要跟妻子联合。
And you must unite with your wife.
好了，然后呢，二人要成为一体啊。
So both of them will become one flesh.
这里说丈夫跟太太是在心灵里面、肉体上面都要成为一体。
So over here, what it's saying is that for husband and wife, both will become one in flesh as well as in spirit.
所以在地上最亲密的关系是什么？
Therefore, what is the most intimate relationship in this world?
就是婚姻的关系。
It is the marital relationship.
如果你要结婚的话，
If you are married,
婚姻关系比你其他一切关系还来得重要。
Your marriage relationship is way more important than any other relationship you may have.
比你跟父母的关系更重要。
It is much more important than even your parental relationship.
不是说我们结婚之后就不要孝顺父母，不是这个意思。
We're not saying that we're not paying respect or honor to our parents after getting married.
圣经最看重孝顺父母。
And the Bible emphasizes great deal on honoring our parents.
这是圣经没有说你跟你爸爸是一体，你跟你妈妈是一体。
But the Bible never said that you're one flesh with your father or either your mother.
圣经说你跟你配偶是一体，不是跟你父母是一体。
However, the Bible only say that you are one flesh with your wife.
你要灵，不是说你跟你的父母是一体。
And you're not saying that you are a one flesh with your parents.
你要离开啊，你要心灵里面你要离开他。
And in terms of your mentality, you have to depart from your parents.
有一些人结婚之后还是跟爸爸妈妈在一起啊。
And there are people after getting married, they still hang out with their parents.
哦，叫做 mama's boy, papa's boy 啊。
And then they're so-called a mother's boy or father's boy.
啊，如果男生长得很帅，但是还是 mama's boy， 女生也是不喜欢。
And if some of the girls, if they were to find that the boys are still hanging out with their parents, they just don't want to be with them.
什么事情都妈妈妈妈怎么办？哇，那个太太肯定受不了。
If they're a guy always asking their mother for opinion, then what's that all about?
或者有一些女人结了婚了，哇，什么事情都跑回娘家，什么事情都跟娘家讲。
Or take for instance, some women after they got married, they always go back to their own home. For discussion，
或者是动不动的请娘家来介入他的婚姻的问题。
Or either they have their own family to get involved with any kind of fight。
这种的婚姻呢，到最后都是不长久。
You can see that this kind of marriage will not last long。
啊，婚姻关系比亲子的还重要。
And the marital relationship is much more important than the relationship between your children。
这个是特别对女人讲。
And this is spoken to women.
有些女人生了孩子了，就跟儿子自己跟儿子好像连成一体。
And there are some mothers after they have a son, suddenly you find that they're just like one flesh.
跟老公讲说，哎，晚上顾 baby 啊，你去睡隔壁啊，你去睡那个客厅。
And then she told her husband that, you know what? At night, you sleep on your own. I'll sleep with my son.
我要照顾他。
And I need to take care of him.
哎，拜托，你不是跟你儿子成为一体耶？
And I need to tell you that, excuse me, you're not having a one flesh relationship with your son.
孩子是你照顾的对象，但是不是把他翻成你跟他连体？
Because your son is the one that you need to take care of, but however, he is not one of the one flesh that you should be with.
孩子都长大了，十几岁、二十岁了。
And if the child is already grown up into teenagers, even in their 20s,
你还要照顾他啊？不照顾你老公。
And if you neglected taking care of your husband, instead you focus on your children.
这个也不很符合圣经的教导。
That is not in accordance with the teaching of Bible.
圣经的关系是只有夫妻是不离开对方的一体的关系。
And the Bible tells us that it is only in a husband and wife relationship that one will not depart from the other.
比你任何的朋友啦，其他的亲戚关系啊，甚至婆媳关系啊，都重要。
When you compare to your friends, or your mother or in-laws relationship, this is way more important.
但是有时候我们慢慢会忽略的。
But sometimes we just neglect.
当你忽略的时候，问题就会慢慢出现。
As you neglect, things will get exacerbated.
我们看雅歌一章六节。
Please turn back to Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
雅歌一章六节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 6. Do not look upon me because I'm dark. Because the sun has tanned me, my mother's son were angry with me.
这里说啊,
they made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard I have not kept.
啊，这里用葡萄园比喻爱情，比喻关系，比喻婚姻。
This vineyard symbolizes a love. It symbolizes marriage.
哦，我们有时候顾了别人的葡萄园。
Sometimes we have taken care of other people's vineyard.
或是忙别的关系，别的事情。
Or maybe you're involved in some other relationship or some other matter.
比如说你很在乎亲子的关系。
Take for instance, if you emphasize a great deal in your relationship with your children.
很忙的事业。
And or perhaps you involve so much in your career.
很忙这个教会的圣工。
Or you are overly involved in the church work.
都很好，没有错。
All these are supposed to be correct. It is not all wrong.
但是如果你忙到连自己的葡萄园都没有看守。
But if you're so busy to the point where you're not even keeping up with your own vineyard.
这个狐狸啊，都进来了，吃你的葡萄了。
Even the fox were in there to eat up all your grapes.
哇，到最后你在哭啊。
Eventually you will be weeping.
啊，那个就很很伤心了。
And that is a sorrowful state.
那魔鬼今天啊，要破坏我们的教会，他就会用破坏我们的婚姻来下手。
Therefore, Satan today, if they need to disrupt the church, the first thing they need to disrupt is our family or our marriage relationship.
因为有健康的婚姻，才有健康的教会。
Because it's only with a healthy marital relationship can we have a healthy family and then healthy church.
有健康的婚姻，孩子成长才会安心，才会平安呢。
And with a healthy family, so can our children grow up in healthily.
但是魔鬼他知道，他要破坏教会，就是要破坏信徒的婚姻就可以了。
But the Satan know better that in order to destruct this church, the first thing they need to do is to destroy marital relationship.
那他要怎么样来把这个帐篷来剪破呢？
So how can they ever destroy this tent that you have pitched?
啊，他是要把他的绳剪断。
They need to cord, cut the cord.
那这个绳代表什么？
And what does this cord represent?
帐篷是用什么搭起来的？那个绳代表什么？
So how is this tent pitched?
我们看何西阿书第十一章第四节。
Please turn to the book of Hosea.
何西阿十一章的第四节。
Hosea chapter 11.
第四节。
Verse 4. I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love, and I was to them as those who take the yoke from their neck. I stooped and fed them.
这里说神跟百姓的关系就好像婚姻的关系。
The relationship between God and us is just likened to the tent.
后来呢，百姓离开了神。
So later on, the people of God has departed from God.
这个属灵的婚姻 好像倒塌了。
The spiritual marital relationship seems to be collapsed.
神要再把这个属灵的婚姻再把它盖起来。
So the Lord need to bring up or revive once again this collapsed marriage.
那个绳被剪断了，这个接回来啊。
And if this cord were to be cut, he will just connect it back.
所以说，神用他的慈绳爱索。
It says over here, God. It says over here that God used them, was to them as those to take the yoke from their neck.
原来一个帐篷最重要的是神。
And you will find that the most important things to the tent is God Himself.
一条绳啊。
And it is the cord itself.
那如果这条绳断了，那就帐篷就倒塌了。
And if this cord was to be broken, the tent will fall.
那婚姻里面可能会有很多的问题。
In our marriage, we encounter all kinds of problems.
但是其实归纳起来就是一个问题。
And but if you were to summarize all these problems, there's only one.
就是缺乏的爱。
Which is lacking of love.
当爱不够的时候，所有的其他的问题都会出现。
When there's lack of love, everything else will be wrong.
那个爱一开始是有的，但是慢慢就减退了。
At the beginning, you will have love in your marriage, but gradually it diminishes.
当这个慢慢的爱减退的时候，外面就遇到试探啊、引诱。
And if your love in your marriage diminishes, gradually you encounter temptations from outside of the marriage.
那现在啊，在婚外啊，很多这种婚外情啊，这些淫乱的事情发生。
And there are a lot of sexual immorality happen outside of marriage these days.
一开始他们都是相爱的。
At the beginning, they are all loving each other.
但是到最后。
But eventually,
破坏了他们婚姻的盟约
，and they have destructed their own covenant of marriage.
然后就让这个信任就没有了
，and there is no trust at all.
好，那我们来谈一谈啊，为什么现在的人的这个爱慢慢减少，甚至有很多出轨的、犯罪的这种行为呢
？And then we need to talk about why people these days they have extramarital relationship or Why the reason behind why their marriage is going downfall?
我们不要以为这是社会上的问题啊，信徒不会遇到的。
We should not regard this problem as something that is happening outside of the church, but rather it also applies to our church.
刚刚讲过了，魔鬼是很狡猾的。
And just now we said that Satan is indeed very cunning.
他在我们没有防备的时候，攻击我们的婚姻，攻击我们的家庭。
It is at times when we are not guarding ourselves that he will attack our family, he will attack our marriage.
好，我们来看看这个图啊，这个 risk factor 就是危险的因素，看看我们这五种里面有没有。
So if you were to take a look at this illustration of the risk factor for marital infidelity, do you fall in any one of these categories?
第一种啊，缺乏沟通。
And one of the first one is lack of communication.
人的感情是从沟通培养出来的。
The emotion of people actually is nurtured from communication.
两个人谈恋爱的时候，天天讲话，天天见面，就是要讲话嘛，讲不完的话嘛，才要结婚嘛，对不对
？When a man and a woman is in a courtship, they talk to each other every moment, every minute, every day.
因为结了婚就可以在一起，就不用打电话了，不用视频了。
And as soon as you got married, because you see each other already, you don't need to call each other.
但是现在的人很奇怪，结了婚之后就不讲话。
But people these days are so strange. After getting married, they don't talk to each other.
很忙啊。
They're so busy.
像这个图一样，大家一对夫妻坐下来吃饭，你怎么知道他们是夫妻呢
？And just like you look at this illustration, how can you tell if they're husband and wife?
点了餐，两个人坐下来都不用讲话的，自己玩手机看报纸，这个肯定是夫妻。
And after they order their meal, and then immediately they pick up their phones or reading the newspaper, you could tell right away their husband and wife.
现在很多人在家里也是一样。
And in the same way, that's what people do at home.
难得一天回到家里吃个晚饭，但是呢，手机拿出来一边吃，自己看自己，自己玩自己的。
It is such a precious moment that the entire family can have dinner together, but yet you find that people just take their phones out and doing their own thing.
没有什么话讲。
Nothing to talk about.
小孩子怎么样？现在怎么样？煮了什么 ？OK.
They just casually ask, "How's the children? How are you today?" And that's it.
这个是出问题的这个先兆的开始。
That is the first symptoms of the problem of your marriage.
对方想什么你都不知道。
And you wouldn't know. What your spouse is thinking about.
几十年前没有手机，或者手机没有那么方便。
Ten some years ago, when we still have not gotten this smartphone, communication wasn't that convenient.
要出轨，要作怪，没有那么简单。
It is much more difficult for you to involve in an extramarital relationship.
现在拿着手机，全世界里哪一个人都联络得到。
But now you have a phone, you can communicate with anyone from any corner of the world.
当你跟你身边的人没有话讲，当你跟某一个很远方的人啊，无论是旧同学、旧情人，很有话讲，那个就是很容易出问题。
When you cannot communicate with your own spouse, but yet you can talk with someone afar, that is a problem.
第二，这个财务的压力。
And then second problem is financial pressure.
当然，你财务有很大的压力，也会影响两个人的感情。
Of course, when you have financial pressure, it also dents your marriage relationship.
为了要住大一点房子
，in order to live in a bigger house.
啊，你供款贷款付更大。
And you need to pay a larger mortgage.
但是为了这个钱的事情，常常吵架。
Because of serving such a loan, that you often engage in fight.
那住在很大的房子也没有太大的意思。
It is pointless for you to live in a bigger home such a way.
再来，两个人的很不 compatible， 两个的兴趣不是很顾对方，自己做自己的事。
And next, is low compatibility because either one of the spouses involved in their own thing.
对方很喜欢运动，你完全不喜欢，你也不会陪他看，你对他这个东西完全没兴趣，他自己忙自己，你忙你自己的。
And the husband is very busy in doing exercise, and the wife is just not involved at all.
这个都是会容易出问题。
And this kind of situation is very easy running into problems.
因为要人要感情好，就要一起做同样的事，一起来分享。
If you want to have great affection between the spouses, you need to do things together.
就算你不喜欢，但是为了你的配偶，你可以学着啊，一起去了解，一起去花时间。
You may not like the things that your spouse is doing, but you just spend the time to do the same thing together with your spouse.
好，那你愿不愿意呢？
Are you willing to do that?
再来，另外一个危险的因素就是叫做情绪上的，也是身体上的这个断的这个交流啊。
And the next risk factor is emotional or physical
disconnect. 这两个人呢，没有什么情感的交流。
These two person has no connections at all.
你想跟他交流，他都觉得他走开了，不想理你。
The moment you want to connect with the person, she just step away.
他可能生气啊。
Maybe she's angry.
好了，等他生气好了，他想要回来理你了，你不想理他，你也走开了。
So when her anger is over, she is coming back to you. Then it's your turn to get angry.
这个叫轮流生气。
So they took turn getting angry.
啊，当然了，你情绪生气也不会想别人碰你嘛，身体也没有怎么接触。
Of course, when you are so angry, you don't want anyone to touch your body.
啊，久而久之啊，两个人呢，心中的距离就越来越远。
And gradually, you find that the distance between your heart and your spouse's heart is so far away.
哎，魔鬼就喜欢看到这种情况。
Satan is so happy to see this kind of situation.
两个人貌合神离，同床异梦。
Two person may look like spouses, but yet they're so far apart mentally.
很年轻就分房睡了。
And they have already sleep in a different separate room since beginning of their marriage.
魔鬼就喜欢攻击这种的婚姻，因为一攻击破。
And Satan loves to attack this kind of marriage because it's so vulnerable.
那再第五种，这个叫做缺乏对对方的尊重。
And the next one is a lack of respect.
哇，我看这个图啊，觉得也很好笑，但是也觉得很实际啊。
It is so funny to look at this illustration, but this is so real.
啊，一个男人啊，站在那边被老婆在骂。
And a man standing over there, and the wife is scolding him.
这个老婆还这样子，然后讲话很大声。
And then this is the way that the wife scolding the husband loudly.
这个男人呢，这样子常常在被骂，这样子是被没有尊重的状况之下呢，他就可能会退缩。
And there are some men who are always scolded by the wife, and then they did not feel being respected.
也有可能啊，会往外面发展。
And then there is possibility of him just going out of the marriage relationship.
这些都是很危险的因素啊，魔鬼会利用这些破口。
And all these are risk factors that the Satan is ever, you know, forever looking for this kind of broken hole.
魔鬼知道这种情况的发生，他就拿剪刀想要把这个绳剪断，让你们的不爱对方了。
Satan just want to take a pair of scissors and just cut this cord and let it collapse.
那这个爱要断啊，其实也不是那么容易，但是要有一招，就是最厉害破坏的。
And sometimes, you know, to destroy destroy love is not that easy, but then there's one way of destroying it.
魔鬼呢，用这个不 婚外所谓的婚外情就是奸淫，来彻底要破坏一个家庭。
And Satan will use sexual immorality to tempt someone in their marriage.
那为什么人会出轨，或者是会犯奸淫？
So why a person involved in extramarital relationship?
会 cheating 啊？
Or cheating?
当然了，就是魔鬼的引诱是没有错。
Of course, these are all temptation of Satan.
但是魔鬼用人的哪一方面的软弱来引诱人呢？
But what is the kind of human weakness that has been tested?
啊，对男人跟女人呢有点不一样。
For men, in the context of men and women, they're just very different.
我们看这个图啊 ，Why people cheat 啊？为什么人会出轨
？So if you look, take a look at this illustration of why people cheat.
也是我们可以防范的，尤其是主内已经有婚姻的。
This is something that we can always prevent, especially for those who already have marriage relationships.
这里有六个原因。
And there are six reasons.
第一个原因就是在他本来在婚姻的关系里面。得不到性方面的满足。
So the first reason is the lack of sexual satisfaction in their primary relationship.
结婚久了。
And after getting married for a long time.
不是很在乎怎么样去关怀、去满足对方。
And a lot of people just neglected caring about the other part.
这个是给魔鬼留地步啊。
And this is setting up a foothold for Satan.
所以保罗怎么样说啊？
So what did Paul say?
我们看哥林多前书。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
七章第三节。
Chapter 7 verse 3. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband.
第四节。
Verse 4, the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
第五节,
Verse 5, do not deprive one another except with consent from for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
这里保罗说，在婚姻里面的性是神所祝福的。
So over here, that Paul said that the sexual relationship that has been granted by God within the Lord is given by God.
也是一个责任。
It is also a responsibility.
像丈夫，你的身体不是你自己的，是你太太的。
Just like a husband, your body is not yours.
太太也是。
It's your wife.
你的太太，你的身体不是你自己的，是你丈夫的。
And just like unto the wife, the body, your body is not yours, but your husband's.
你的这配偶有需要，你要负责满足他。
So if your spouse has the need, it is your responsibility to fulfill it.
你不能找诸多借口来拒绝。
You should not always give excuses or try to shun away.
你找诸多借口拒绝了，魔鬼就会找这个空隙来引诱你的配偶。
And the more you find excuses to shun away, the more ways that Satan can attack you.
所以保罗说啊，你们不可以分房。
Therefore, Paul says that you cannot sleep apart.
除非你要禁食祷告。
Other than you want to fast and pray.
好，你可以答应一个时间，一天、两天、三天，多久
？Then perhaps there's a span of time like a day or two.
不然的话，你还是要同房。
Otherwise, you need to sleep together.
这个是很实际的。
This is very real.
不可以给魔鬼留地步。
You should not leave a foothold to devil.
同样的，夫妻结婚之后也不可以分开，什么一个亚洲，一个美洲这样子分开居住。
In the same token, as husband and wife, you should not have your wife in Asia, your husband in North America.
你要搬家，然后你要搬到一个地方，要搬就一起搬。
And if you want to move somewhere else, you should move all together.
不要什么老婆跟孩子留在这边，一个人去那边工作，不要做这种事。
There shouldn't be a case where the wife were to live at one place, the husband will be working at another.
到最后，你可能钱赚到，老公也没有了。
Eventually, you could have made the money, but you will lose your husband.
老婆也没有了。
Or you may lose your wife.
因为现在的试探引诱太多了。
Because there are far so much temptation these days.
没有人是计划说啊，我要破坏我的家庭的。一开始都没有人这样的计划。
There's no one who planned to destroy their family at first.
都是中了魔鬼的圈套。
It is all because of all the setups from Satan and devil.
所以我们要很小心。
Therefore, we need to be extra cautious.
第二个，这里说是 想要得到性方面更多的满足啊。
And secondly, it's about desire for additional sexual encounters.
这个就是贪心啊。
And this is greed.
大卫为什么犯奸淫？
And why did King David commit a sin?
他本来是 adultery 啊。
Committed adultery.
他本来是神所喜悦的人。
He was initially someone who was pleasing to God.
神也祝福他。
And God blessed him.
从一个牧羊童变成一个王。
Right from a shepherd and become a king.
在古代啊，你当王哇，后宫啊，很多人服侍他。
In the olden days, where if you are a king, there are so many concubines to serve you at the back.
但是他应该满足才对。
And we would think that it is enough to satisfy him.
但是他还不满足。
But he's just not satisfied.
哇，看到妇人沐浴，就起了淫念。
And then, as soon as he saw this woman bathing, he has this sexual desire.
啊，就掉到这个奸淫的陷阱里面。
And then he fell into this pit hole that's been set up by Satan.
从此之后，他的家庭就破裂，受到很大的亏损。
From then on, his family is broken. There's so much damages that is caused by him.
同样呢，这个性方面的贪心呢。魔鬼会用这个引诱。
Therefore, in terms of the greed for sexual encounters, the devil will use different ways to tempt you.
神已经把配偶赐给你了。
And the Lord God has granted you this spouse.
好好在婚姻里面得到满足。
And you need to satisfy one another within the perimeter of the marriage.
不要对别人有想法。
And you should not have any thoughts of anyone else outside.
如果心中有这种意念跑出来了。
If you have this kind of thought suddenly.
啊，赶快悔改。
And you must quickly repent.
我们看马太福音的第五章啊。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章二十七节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
五章二十七节。
Verse 27. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not commit adultery."
二十八节。
Verse 28. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
耶稣这里解释为什么一个人好好的会去犯奸淫呢？
This is the explanation from the Lord Jesus that why a person is tempted to sin sexually.
是从他的眼睛开始。
It all began from the eye.
他的眼睛看别的女人动了邪念。
Because as soon as they look at a woman, they lust for her.
这个我们男人的软弱，每一个人都有。
And this is the weakness of all men, because every man has it.
我们很容易被眼睛刺激。
It is so easily to be stimulated by our eyesight.
但是圣经说我们要控制我们的眼睛。
But the Bible tells us that we need to control our eyesight.
尤其是已经结婚的男人。
Especially for those men who are already married.
对别的女人不要多看多一眼。
You should not look at other women. Second look at other women.
你不小心看到一眼，哦 ，OK， 看到，把它忘记，转个头了。
And maybe you look at a woman first time, you should just forget.
你不要一直看。
You should not continuously checking out.
你一直看，看到心中有淫念。
The more you look at her, the more sexual desire will arise in your thoughts.
魔鬼就用这个毒钩来破坏你的家庭了，引诱你了。
And then the devil will use this poisonous hook to destroy your family.
你不要小看说，哎呀，我有事没事在网上看看色情而已，也不是真的是去犯罪。
You should not look very lightly on those pornographies over the internet because those will destroy you.
很多结婚的男人结了婚之后还偷偷在网上看色情。
And there are a lot of men who are already married. They're still checking out on those pornographies online.
这个都是给魔鬼留地步。
And all these are setting footholds for the devil.
你越在偷看色情，你看着你自己的太太就越没有兴趣。
The more you look at all those pornography, the less interest that you have for your own spouse.
你去看外面的，你就被外面的勾走。
And if you look at other women outside of your marriage, you will be tempted.
那到最后，魔鬼就用剪刀剪破你那条、剪断你那条婚姻里面的那个爱的绳索。
At the very end, the devil will just cut off this cord of love, and the tent will fall.
不要贪。
And you should not greed over it.
好，第三点。
And the third point.
这个是针对比较女人的。
And this is more focused on women.
女人如果出轨啊。婚外情或者犯贱淫，都是因为他缺乏了情绪上的这个交流跟支持。
And for a woman who's involved in extramarital relationship, mostly is because there are lack of emotional satisfaction.
女人需要什么？很多男人不知道。
And a lot of men just have no clue about what woman likes.
很多男人以为女人就是希望房子大一点啊，每年去度假，车子开好一点。
And a lot of men thought that what pleases the woman is to live in a big house, to go vacation every year, and to do any other thing.
所以我赚多一点钱回来，把家里过啊，家里都不缺什么，我就尽了我丈夫的责任。
So if I were to make all the money to make all these material things realize, I think that is enough to satisfy the woman that I have.
所以为了这个呢，常常加班呢。
So therefore, the men always work overtime.
回到家还是一直打电话啊。And
even if they're home, they're still on the phone.
太太要跟你讲话，你没什么精神听了。And
even the wife wanted to have a chat with you, but you're still on the phone.
久而久之，两个人关系就越来越疏远。And
sooner or later, the relationship will be distant.
还有我们很多东方的男人啊，不会甜言蜜语。Especially
a lot of this Asian men. Are just not good at sweet talking.
不单只不会甜言蜜语，开口有时候都会嫌弃老婆。Not
only not knowing how to sweet talk your wife, the first thing that come out from their mouth is just complain.
笑老婆，黄脸婆啊，哎呀。Or
maybe just mocking their own wife, just not looking good.
煮饭也很难吃。Or
your cooking is just not good.
跟人家比较。And
you're comparing your wife with someone else.
这种话，太太听了都很伤心。
And the wife may be feeling so upset after you making such a comment.
没有错，她吃饭有吃饱，但是她心灵没有饱。Of
course, this person may have fed herself already, but mentally and spiritually is not fulfilled.
哎，这个时候外面碰到一个男的，哎，特别关心她。So
at that very moment, there's a man came across her life that care about her very much.
听她讲话。And
then listen to what she has to say.
陪伴她。
And then to accompany her.
哎，突然间到最后，你太太跑走，你都不知道为什么。And
all of a sudden, your wife just fled away with this man. You didn't even know why.
因为啊，魔鬼早就因为你自己忽略了，他就把你们之间的爱把它剪断了。Because
it is you yourself has cut this cord of love that you have left this foothold to devil to destroy your marriage relationship.
人很奇怪。
And man is such a strange animal.
如果一发生了肉体的关系,
once you have sexual relationship,
那个跟之前的爱就差不多断了干干净净。
And your love with the previous your previous relationship will be cut off entirely.
很难修补。
There's literally impossible to restore.
所以不要走到这种地步。
So you should not go to that step.
丈夫啊，不要忽略你太太的情感的需要。So
all husbands, you should not neglect the emotional needs of your wife.
其实太太需要的很简单。Because
as a matter of fact, the needs of wives are very easy.
你多陪伴她。All
you have to do is to accompany her more.
多听她。And
listen to her more.
多关心她。And
to care for her more.
她需要的时候，你多帮助她。
And as she needs anything, just help her.
还有很多姐妹其实很看重信仰，喜欢祷告，喜欢亲近神。
And there are a lot of sisters who emphasize a lot of in prayers and also their faith.
先生也要多追求信仰。
And the same way, husband must pursue after faith as well.
这个也是很重要。
And that is also very important.
再来，魔鬼会用什么方法来引诱人呢？
And the next, what is the ways that devil can tempt a person?
第四点呢？
At the fourth point.
所以说有一些男人啊，有一些男人，他也希望从太太里面得到肯定，得到情绪的、感情上的肯定，但是却得不到。Just
like the woman, some men they also want an emotional validation from their own spouse.
啊，这个时候外面碰到人了。So
that was the point. Maybe they encounter someone outside their marriage.
很多男人他出轨的对象不一定是很漂亮、很性感、很吸引人。
And you notice some men, the person that they had affair with may not be good looking or anything you regard as highly.
反而是他原来的太太啊更漂亮。And
you notice that his own wife is even prettier than the one who had an affair with.
为什么他的心会被人家勾走呢？
But why is his heart been taken away?
可能在他原来的婚姻里面啊，得不到太太的肯定。
And maybe in his own marriage, he was not validated by his wife.
在太太面前，他可能是个很没有用的人。Before
his wife, he's just like a useless person.
啊，太太常常嫌弃他。And
the wife always complained about him.
尤其是太太如果是女强人。Especially
if the wife is a very strong character.
哎呀，这个先生啊，在太太面前常常都是头低低的。
And the husband is always bowing his head down.
太太有时候看不起她的丈夫。
And sometimes the wife looked down on her own husband.
讲话啦, 各方面啦,
even at their conversation.
如果他这个男人在外面碰到一个温柔体贴的,
and if this husband were to come across someone who's very gentle outside of the marriage,
赞美他, 我说, 哇, 你好man哦, 你好, and, 你好棒哦,
and the woman always praised him that being a, he's very man and he is so good.
哇, 那他的心就被勾走了,
and his heart will be taken away.
所以魔鬼都知道人缺什么,
and the devil knew better what a man likes.
所以下一句再也很重要,
therefore, the next thing is also important.
出轨的人换奸淫的人不一定是本身婚姻不太美满,
and for those who are involved in extramarital relationship or had sexual immorality, it does not really mean that they're not having a happy family.
有这时候他们的婚姻本身还是还挺美满的。
At times you realize that their marriage relationship is a happy one.
但是魔鬼还是会引诱。
But then the devil will still tempt.
所以我们不要我们的婚姻的帐幕不要被魔鬼的破坏。
Therefore, our tent of marriage should not be destroyed by devil.
我们要预防。And
we should prevent it.
怎么预防?
How can we prevent it?
我们看箴言的第四章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
第23到24节,
verse 23 to 24.
箴言24章23到24节, 箴言第四章23到24节,
24. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and you perverse lips far from you.
25节.
Verse 25. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you.
26节.
Verse 26. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your way be established.
这里说怎么样来保守我们的家庭。
Over here, it tells us how we can protect our family.
这里说从心开始。
It says here, everything begin from your heart.
我们的一切的东西都是从心里面发出来的。
Anything that you do derive from your heart.
你心里偏差了，行为就偏差。
If your heart went astray, everything else that you do will go astray.
所以怎么保守我们的家庭?
So how can we protect our family?
求神保守我们的心。
May the Lord protect all of our hearts.
保守我们跟我们配偶之间的爱情。
So that He can protect the love between husband and wife.
还有呢, 保守我们的眼睛。
And also to protect our eyes.
这里说眼目要向前直看。
Over here it says that let your eyes look straight ahead.
不要看左, 不要看右。
And you should not look left and right.
这时候啊, 那些高速公路上面都有一些广告, 有些美女啊, 穿游泳衣的, 诶, 他们撞了之后呢, 很多人在那边撞车。
Sometimes there are a lot of those highway advertisements, and people were looking at those women in bikinis on the advertisement, and then they went into accident.
后来他们政府都有规定都不可以放那些。
So later on, the government has a law that they for advertisers they cannot put commercials.
开开开开开，一路看旁边的撞了。
And then there are a lot of people just involved in accidents that way.
眼睛要向前直观，向神的话，向天国的道路。
Your eyes should look straight and listen to God.
脚呢，也要走在神的道路上。
And then your both of your feet should walk on the way of God.
我们的家庭，我们的帐篷才能够得到安全。
And our family and our tent will be preserved and protected. And may the Lord help us.
唱诗,
please sing him.
380首。
Please sing him number 380.